Aside from the violence and intimidation, Afghans also have to wrestle with rumors of vote rigging and fraud. Now a BBC investigation has obtained evidence of potential electoral abuses, voter cards for sale. Bilal Sawari is part of the investigative team.
The BBC has Afghan staff, so they are from the community, they know the people. And one of our colleagues went undercover into the city, and he was able to talk to several dealers. Finally, a dealer agreed to sell us between 500 to 1,000 votes, each for $10 to $15.
How did the BBC even know where to go to find these voting cards? I mean, who do you approach?
It's a country where everything is based on relationships and information, actually. So it wasn't that big a task. One of the BBC's local employees, through his contacts within the local community in Kabul, was able to go and actually find this guy.
And did the contact want to know who they were potentially selling these voting cards to?
Actually, the BBC just approached this dealer and said that we were buying it for one of the candidates. We did not mention a name. And the guy actually, at the other hand, didn't bother. All he was interested was money. But he did admit to us that he's had a lot of customers and he's been having a good business, which means he's been selling this to a lot of other people.
Well, maybe you can make clear exactly what it means to get one of these voter registration cards. I mean, these are not ballots. These are cards that enable you to vote. But how can they be used to influence an election?
Well, if, and I say because there is a big if involved, if you have someone working for a candidate at the polling station could give you, for example, 100 ballot papers for 100 registration cards. But again, that's a big if.
So you're saying that if you have 100 voter registration cards, these things that you can buy now in hand when you go to a polling place, if you can bribe, I guess, the person at the polls into taking all 100, then your candidate has 100 more votes.
That's correct. But again, how many people working at the polling stations will be involved in this sort of activities is only speculation at this stage, but there's obviously room open for, you know, abuse, so to speak. There's room for fraud and there's room for cheating.
And as it happens, the head of the U.S. electoral team in Afghanistan, Tim Carney, has also acknowledged that these voter cards are indeed in circulation, but he also said this.
Those cards are very difficult to use by individuals. An individual might have 100 cards, but if they have their finger dipped in the reliable ink, and I've seen colleagues dip their fingers and have it persist for 3 weeks, that will ensure that a person may only cast one ballot. That seems to me to be an important aspect of limiting the use of these cards for a voter fraud.
Tim Carney speaking right there. Bilal, I wonder if you agree with that. I mean, can the ink curb or entirely prevent fraud?
I think I agree with everything Tim said there. But on the other hand, we've spoken to people within the international community, within the civil society, and some within the Afghan government who say that there is a chance if someone is working for a specific candidate at a polling station, he will basically, you know, be part of the fraud, and he's going to execute this, not an individual Afghan, because an Afghan at any time can only vote once, meaning that his finger will be dipped in the ink, which will stay there for days.
Just one other question for you, Bilal, in terms of the big picture. I wonder how much this kind of fraud that you've been talking about will affect the election on Thursday.
Well, I mean, it's difficult to say at this stage how widespread this is going to be and how much impact will this have on the final results. But one thing is very, very clear, that Afghans are very, very optimistic about this election. For them, election is about getting security. For them, it's about having a bridge for their village. So it's a very different perception of election compared to the West.
All right, thank you. Speaking to us from Kabul, Afghanistan, the BBC's Bilal Sawari, part of a team that documented attempts at election fraud in Afghanistan. Thank you very much, Bilal.
Thanks.